From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. The chancellor of Missouri S&T will be leaving her position at the school to head a university in Ohio. KBIA's Catherine Wheeler has more.
The UM system announced Missouri S&T Chancellor Cheryl Strader is the new president of Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. Michael Bridges is the chair of the Board of Trustees of Wright State. He says the board was looking for a strong leader for the position, and Strader's qualities fit the job. John Fougere, communications officer for the UM system, says an interim chancellor will be appointed soon. For the permanent position, Fougere says the system will be looking for a person that has a background in the STEM field to lead S&T.
The general characteristics you look at, for a chancellor, somebody who's passionate about higher education and is able to communicate with a vast variety of constituencies.
He says there is not a definite timeline on the appointment of a permanent chancellor. Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News.
Two tornadoes touched down in the Kansas City area yesterday when severe storms moved through the state. Crews are assessing damage after roughly 30 homes were destroyed or damaged and 10 to 15 people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Nearly 2,000 Columbia Water and Light customers were without power during the thunderstorms that brought hail but no tornadoes to mid-Missouri last night. The former leader of the University of Missouri-Columbia was paid nearly $250,000 for several months after he stepped down following student protests. That's one of several incentives uncovered by an audit of the University of Missouri system.
State Auditor Nicole Galloway says $2.3 million paid to UM system executives is, quote, alarming and might be unconstitutional. Her audit found former Mizzou Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton was paid $230,000 after he resigned. Then, 6 months later, he was given a new, higher-paying research director position at the campus, which he still holds.
Think about that. Almost $500,000 over the course of 1 year with no work responsibilities, no work product due.
The audit also shows executives received retention bonuses and luxury vehicle allowances. New UM system president Mun Choi says those payments are critical to attract top talent. On top of the audit, the system is figuring out how to respond to a proposed cut in state funding and lower enrollment. One solution could be a sizable tuition increase. I'm Ryan Delaney.
The Columbia Missourian reports that City Council unanimously approved to create a prescription drug monitoring program yesterday. Missouri is the only state lacking a prescription drug database of its own, prompting some cities in the state to create local monitoring programs. The database will cost the city nearly $26,000 for the first 2 years and nearly $15,000 for the following years. A bill to establish a statewide monitoring program has already passed in the Senate and had its second read in the House yesterday. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News, Columbia.